Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd like to know,
are you ready for start time?
Yeah. Ooh, can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Ooh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to Zaladega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
All right, people, we're here. We're late, but if you are regular listening to this show, it's pretty regular.
It's normal. Late is normal.
Yeah, for the most part.
So, another episode of The Bodega.
Yes, we are here in effect. I am the PAB. This is our featured player, Monk.
What's up?
We are here, folks. For the next now 25 minutes, because we bullshitted and we're still having problems. I realized last week our soundboard, we only heard it, never went over the air, so that's always good. What else? Don't mind me, folks. I'm still fighting with the damn electronics of it. Because they updated everything tonight.
Yes, everything's new.
Yes.
Everything's different. Couldn't get on.
Nah, but we're here. We don't get paid for it, so fuck it.
Nah, it's free. And they get to listen for free.
Yes, you can download it for free. Tell your friends. Hell, if you want to call in tonight, the phone number is area code 347-996-5159. That's 996-5159. In the lovely scenic Hudson Valley. No.
Oh, man. So,
go ahead.
We had a nice Wednesday. How was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July was boring.
Boring? What'd you do? Nothing?
Nothing. Wow.
Man. Same here.
Man, I'm in the boondocks, man. I know I'm in the boondocks. You're kind of in the boondocks. I'm in the boondocks. 4th of July, someone said this to me. I actually overheard this around the 4th of July. It's not what it was when we grew up, where it sounded like the whole damn block was blowing up.
Yeah, we used to have barbecues, man, that had people from coming all around town, man. Just not the same anymore. It's not.
No, it's not the same at all. Everything's kind of on lockdown. You kind of got to go to the parks and go look for the free fireworks shows wherever they're at.
Which now I live right in the middle of the city of Poughkeepsie, so fireworks, it was kind of like you couldn't tell whether it was fireworks or gunshots.
So. Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Well, you hear something pop off and go, ooh, no, that was a firework. Oh, no, that was a gunshot.
Word, man. See, and I'm in the boondocks, so.
Rule of thumb, if you hear, sirens, then chances are it's not a firework.
Damn.
That's how it is in the hood.
Yes.
That's the rural hood.
So, other than that, man, 4th of July was mellow by my way. 4th of July was mellow by your way, unless you're at a public park watching somebody else get their fingers blown up.
It was fun. Some family got shit going on.
Yeah, words. That's pretty much where it ended, man. So, it looks like I have no soundboard today, because apparently that took a crap. I just noticed that. Yeah. Yay.
Now they're just stuck listening to us talk the whole time. Right.
That's fine. We do have at least one or two tracks loaded up, so we should be all right. We definitely should be all right. So getting into it, let's see. What do we want to get into? Is there anything pissing you off right now?
There's nothing pissing me off, but I am totally amazed. First off, I hope all y'all hip-hop heads have been listening or have been paying attention to your hip-hop news. We have finally the first hip-hop artist which I don't consider him a hip-hop artist. He's an R&B singer.
Yes,
that, has come out the closet, so to speak. You know, Frankie Ocean has admitted to having to being in love with a man. I think this happened when he was like 19 or something. They said that he spent summers and summers and he watched the time glide away.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. But, you know, that's a big day for the urban music circles. I won't say hip-hop. But it's a big day for this. It's a big turnaround for the urban music circles, man. I mean, you're talking about a dude that has done used the songs with Jay-Z and Kanye and, you know, has come out the closet. I don't know if it's an official completely out the closet.
Yeah, that's right now debated. Cause,
you know,
for those that don't know, Frank Ocean's part of Odd Future, Wolfgang, Puck, Bushwick Bill, whatever the hell their name is. what you call it. But he's a dope. He's the new R&B singer. He's the R&B singer of the moment. I like him. You know, it's all preference. But right now, he's definitely the flavor of the month. That's for damn sure.
Right.
But,
you know, he's going to go away like Miguel did.
Poor Miguel.
Yeah.
The man put on skinny pants and just imploded.
See what happens? It's all about skinny jeans,
punk asses. That's what I'm saying. So Frank Ocean went up on his Tumblr. He put a letter on a poem or some shit on his Tumblr. No, it was a letter. And it just broke down that his first true love happened to be a man.
Right.
So, and that's where he left it at. He said that the implications was that his first true love was a man, and it wasn't, it didn't come back at him.
Like, right, it wasn't reciprocated.
Yeah, I can't think of the word, man. God damn it. College educated motherfuckers.
And the SAT words.
Word. So my man couldn't get the hookup. My man didn't get the booty call, but either way, he put himself out there on Front Street, which pretty much makes him the first hip-hop associated artist on a mainstream level,
right,
to come forward and even admit that they had those feelings, which now he's gotten support. He has gotten support from a couple of artists, which I am pissed off at one artist, but I'll get into that in a sec.
Well, you know, Russell Simmons gave him his support, you know.
Yep.
Beyonce put out this some type of letter that every word in it started with B, so, you know, a little egocentric there.
Yeah.
Like, be beautiful, be strong, be...
be.
Really? You want to throw your name in there anymore?
I'm a B. Remixed by Will.i.am's coming up. But,
I'm not going to even follow that one.
But the one person that came out in support, and I'm going to put this... See, man, I wish I had the goddamn sound clip and I'd play that some bitch. The damn... tell him why you're mad, son. Tell him why you're mad. Who was it? Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes came out in support of it. But I got a huge issue with this because... Now, this is for the hip-hop heads. Africa Baby Bam of the Jungle Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he plays both sides, but he definitely entertains both sides.
Preach.
So, like, the man has definitely done drag performances. I'm not sure if that's straight, but I know he's definitely put on makeup and definitely
he's done some cross rhythm.
Yeah, for the sake of entertainment, which is the... It grazes a fine line because it gives them an out to say it's performance. You know what I mean? But on the same note, you don't know. Nobody really knows. But then again, that's that man's business. But there was a story a couple of years ago that Pharrell put out. There's a video on YouTube. It's Pharrell talking to DJ Premier. And they're talking about Busta Rhymes. And they're talking about how Busta said he was never going to mess with Baby Bam because Baby Bam is a Bati boy now.
Uh-huh.
And he don't mess with that. He don't mess with them dudes, man. He can't see that. He don't understand
As my boy Box would say, pillow biters.
Yeah. And whatchamacallit. So Busta's always well, not always, but he's hinted at once or twice that he don't, you know, he's always come off like he's had an opinion about it, but because of his status that he tries not to go all in on it, because obviously it could hurt him.
Right.
And now that Frank Ocean comes out, now all of a sudden, like, he found his inner tolerant self. Like, are you, serious?
I don't know about that. You know, I think it's a publicity thing. It's
more than
likely,
yeah.
Because think about it, man. Yeah, look, as much as I love Busta Rhymes, his career hasn't been, you know, on solid ground in the last couple of years.
No.
You know, he's kind of had to, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, his last album, I thought his last album was fantastic.
Which,
but it really wasn't, you know, well known.
You're not talking about Bomb, are you?
No. That was a bomb. That was horrible.
Back on that bullshit. It was bullshit.
Yeah, that was horrible. I think there was like four songs on there that I actually liked. And he tried to stretch out the whole album.
To refer to it, it was hot garbage.
when your best songs are, you know, songs that, you know, like, My Conglomerate, and really the remix was a little bit better than the actual original.
And we all had hope, because he started coming out with the old Leaders of the New School gear.
Yeah,
and
the style was
like, oh, man, he's coming back, and then, damn.
They're doing it to me, man. My beloved hip-hop.
Yo, man, I got to put it like this. Some people will get this. Those that don't, I'm sorry, but Buster's career is like something that Vince Russo wrote. I'm just going to put that out there.
Wow.
Some people will get that. I'm crossing the lines right there on that one.
You're bridging the gap right now.
You got that right. That's what we do here.
That's what we do. We bridge the gap. You ain't talking about a Nas song either.
Nah, man. Nah, man. But,
but no, I mean, it's for what it's worth. You know, the other thing is, remember Screw Tyler, the Creator?
Yeah.
He's a known homophobe, man.
That's true. He's definitely...
He's a known homophobe, and this is your boy, so I mean, I don't know how much of this is truly I'm coming out the closet or admitting to just having feelings.
Sales will dictate everything.
This is true.
Oh, by the way, for those people who are looking forward to his album, I just thought I'd let you know, like as if you would go to this store to cop the album, but just in case, don't go to Target looking for Frank Ocean's new album. Word just came down the pike that Target will not be carrying the album because they said they don't fuck with pillow biters. No, I'm okay.
Pillow biters.
Target, I guess for those that don't know, the new shit now is to leak the album via a stream on the internet and basically let everybody really sample the album on a whole and then just hope that they're going to come out and purchase the product. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of underground artists that are slowly breaking through have been doing that with some success because it's almost like having faith. It's basically showing faith in their material.
Right.
And having faith in their hardcore fan base. So I guess Frank did the same thing. Like, he leaked it. Well, he didn't leak it, but they put it on stream, and I'm supposed to come out next week. But I guess Target's reasoning is they're not in the business of putting out a physical album that's already available ahead of time digitally.
Okay.
So they opted out. So just letting y'all know. I know what I heard tonight.
Well, with all this being said and done, who knows? You know, maybe some more artists will come out the closet. You know, maybe Cameron will finally come out the closet.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Grimy.
Why? I'm just saying. I mean, he had a pink Hummer. Really?
Pink Hummer. Yeah.
You wearing pink chinchillas. What's wrong with you, man?
Ooh, wait.
Chinchillas don't come in pink.
You worry. That'd be an ill animal. there was a list of rappers I know that were suggested to be the quote unquote, you know, that Wendy Williams loved to discuss the get, you know.
Well, I believe, and you know, once again, somebody who was on that list was supposedly Kanye.
Kanye was on that list, and now Kanye's forcing Kim down everybody's throat.
Right. Anybody catch the BET Awards?
Oh, God. I have never seen a more... you know what? You know what it was? That bitch was not interested because there were no dicks out. That's what it was. I'm going to put that out there on Front Street. I'm sorry.
You know what? I was just drinking some water, man. Stop that.
I'm just saying. No, it is...
No, they spit water all over the mic.
My favorite moment of that goddamn show was how everybody would come through the first row, give that to Jay-Z and give it to Kanye and straight up not say nothing to her. It was almost like, yo, I'm sorry, that's the definition of a jump off. All right.
Well,
for our Caucasian friends, a jump off means a girl that you just hop on with intentions to jump off. You do not put any type of energy or emotional binding ties with her. She is a chick who's basically a jump off is another way of having a booty call. Okay. So that's what a jump off is. Yeah. Continue with my rant. Like I said, all them dudes just roll by were like, yo, what up, homie? What up, homie? Oh, the jump off. Never mind. That's how it was.
That's exactly what happened, man. And think about it. I mean, you want to talk about jump off status? Look who she ran through.
Yo, and they all don't like her.
Nah, well, look, if every single one of your boys or somebody that you've affiliated yourself with has already gotten in on it, yeah, I'd probably ignore it too. Think about it. You don't mess with Ray J.
I think the best thing, and
Chris Humphrey? What the hell is Chris Humphrey? Word? Really?
This man became marquee player. He became a marquee player just because he
just because. Like, man, yeah, he can get some rebounds.
I'll put him out there.
He can't play no ball. It's not on a pro level. Nobody wanted him until that.
It's got to be the ass.
Nets picked him up quick. Like, he's no longer with him. All right, let's get him.
What a waste. But, yeah, so that what the fuck? See how we just jumped all over the place?
It's a conversation.
You know what, man? Because we only got like 9 minutes left. I do want to get into one track, but because I would have had this last week if I was better prepared and I wasn't having so many goddamn problems. You brought it up. You were co-signing the 80 Blocks from Tiffany's mixtape album,
yes,
which was Pete Rock and Camp Lo.
Yes.
And
fantastic mixtape, man.
And it came out late last year, but this show has not had any traction in well over a year. So
right. All
is fair in promotion and bullshit-free internet radio shows.
Free music because they don't have to buy the album.
That too. It's a free album. It's got Final Link, man. It's completely free. You ain't going to get in trouble.
Anybody going to be sending you, any kind of letters for downloading music?
No, I think they stopped doing that too, but whatever.
Oh, come on, man. How many people you going to actually catch? You can catch them all. But let's put it this way. Folks in the hood ain't paying up nothing.
No shit. Oh, no.
I got every single day of the album. Didn't pay for one. They kept asking me to pay them back. But you know what? All I got to do is put my cable, put my internet, and my baby mama name.
You goddamn right.
Just put in my baby name. That's all.
Keep flipping the names around.
How come your 3-year-old daughter got electric?
I was just about to shout those people out. Shout out to the people. Shout out to the people who got 6-year-olds with credit cards. One love. One love.
Yeah, I got putting my water in my baby mama name. put my air in my mama name.
All right, so speaking of broke ass people, we're gonna go to the Bronx with Camp and Pete Rock representing Mount Vernon. This was the lead off track from the official single, if this single anymore. It's called Mic Check, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Baby mama name.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Penelope Porsche pulling the purple royal rubber. Wow. Regal flannel, eagle with the handle. Yeah. Mysterious mustard, Mustang, land mammal.
clicking channels in a custom shop, a hazy hopper. Liquid lasers let off, then it's lazy lobster. Grand Prix to be my cinematic syndicate. Be sending y'all for centuries searching for how we killing it.
What's your recipe, wrestler? Do my progress at the berry. Send it, you cause you're lying raw, it's bogus, and I bet ya. Your bottom dollar that I'm no comic when come to collar. Popping, pop life, impression, pesci, imposters. The marijuana, make you wanna marry, make you wanna kiss on that magic wand. Smoke the cabbage patch, kill a rabbit, dude. My apostrophe, black mink, Mac hat. If you're old, dirty, baby, introduce the mad hat.
Mic check, you want now, one block from Tiffany. Feel the frequency, you getting me?
Mic check,
testing one, two, this is not a test, this is fire. Mic check, you are now 80 blocks from Tiffany. Feel the frequency, you getting me?
Mic check,
testing one, two, testing one, two, this is not a test, this is fire.
Bum, 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 the time, time, blowing back at ya. Mean, got the number hole in my jeans, in the back of the limo. Gene Simmons drool on the neck, cool nap the necklace, crooked letter S, T-Bi, got my humpback eyes, the sky dive, and a golden tux, golden kid, gonna run amok on these mother suckers while I'm sipping me a jug, and juggle me some jugs on juggernauts, web slinger, slang talker, raise poison souls to the sky.
You can see my horns in a devil Denali. Pitchfork and Fetty be falling from flowers in a foreign body. Glam cams on a Trans Am with holograms. No, you're not hallucinating. That's the roof illuminating. Polo logos on the three-quarter equestrians. We drowning them in winter fresh. Blicky's about to stretch again. Side pops the chain. Ragtime robots. Ravioli rolling
check
over the rinse and the frigid
check.
Fire. Mic check. You are now 80 blocks from Tiffany. Feel the frequency. You getting me?
Mic check.
Testing one, two, testing one, two.
Woo.
This is not a test. This is fire. Mic check. You are now 80 blocks from Tiffany. Feel the frequency. You getting me?
Mic check.
Testing one, two, testing one, two. This is not a test. This is fireproof. Fireproof.
Got a new album out now too, an EP, free EP. They're putting out free music again.
Yep.
Free EP with their original producer Ski Beats, and I'm assuming the hip hop fans of the show will recognize Ski Beats as the formerly known as Ski Alone, who did a lot of producing on Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt album.
Right.
Yep. So they took it back.
You got some pump on the album, man. Having Pete Rock do that was just fantabulous. But you know how that goes. It will not be heard by the larger masses. It would be strictly for the pure hip hop head.
Yep, you got to dig for it.
Right. I wouldn't have known it was available until I found out about that concert, which I never got a chance to go to. I'm so pissed off about
it. Me and you both. Oh, quick thing, just for the people who are listening live, if anyone's listening live. I came across this story maybe an hour before the show started. You know, just weird news stories. And I got 90 seconds to share it.
85.
Thanks. Apparently, a woman who was a runner-up for the Guinness Book of World Records, baddest woman. This woman pushing over 600 pounds, 600, 700 pounds. Yeah, man. Apparently, this woman is now on a mission to lose weight by using marathon sex.
What?
Yes. Apparently, her and her ex-husband, of all people, are getting it on about 7 to 8 times a day, with him doing the majority of work, with them being very careful, because homeboy is 140 pounds. So one slip up, he's either going to suffocate or be crushed. So
my question is, they're doing it 7 or 8 times a day. Do these people work?
You know what? I didn't even think about that.
That's my question. See, once again, deep question.
See, that just means I'm too hood. I'm used to everybody being on the system. It's horrible.
Imagine that question going in. Well, have you looked for any jobs lately? No, we're too busy having sex 7 or 8 times a day.
I'm
only doing it just
to
wait.
This bitch to lose weight.
I'm just trying to help her lose weight. Isn't that a job?
Oh, man. Well, the show's about to end. We should be back next Wednesday unless something happens for all the live people. Other than that, we'll go a couple minutes.
For all y'all who are listening live,
nighty-night.
Keep your booty tight.
That's just wrong. So now we're in overtime. So there's no warm-up clip. There's no Bob Uecker, who hands down greatest sports commentator in any movie. I love you. The Uecker rules.
Oh, man.
Belvedere was a bitch. Uecker rules.
I mean, that's watching Major League the other day. He's fucking fantastic.
John! Spit outside. We spoke about that flick. We spoke about sports flicks in general a couple of years ago, me and Sid. Like, we literally got into a half an hour discussion that people actually got back to me about after the show. Like, the following days, people who heard it. Like, it's only guys, man. Like, literally guys and sports comedy specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Sports movies. Everybody got that one movie that they're emotional about, that they feel, you know, like Italians got that Rocky. You know,
right, right.
Old school heads got Brian's song, and, you know. You get that one person that gets pumped to Chariots of Fire, you know. But
wow, yeah, I don't know how.
I more.
I fall asleep during it.
It's a good movie to sleep to.
I'm ill with it because I can put on, if Wildcats is on, I'm hypnotized. If Replacements comes on, I'm there.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Okay, now I can't front.
The original Longest Yard.
Oh, wow.
With Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
That's a fantastic. I think he broke his fucking neck.
Even though the remake gets kudos for having Steve Austin and Kevin Nash in.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's no
and
doubt
Goldberg,
about it.
I'm sorry.
And Goldberg was in it. Goldberg was in it as well.
But I hate that movie for possibly giving us the shittiest giant of a wrestler ever. But that's for the wrestling fans again. big
oh,
motherfucker.
Well, you don't like the Great Khali.
What a bum ass. I'm sorry, man. I couldn't even say it with a straight face.
I can't even come up with a joke for it. I mean, he seems like a nice dude, but damn. By the way, the writers at WWE can kiss my ass for literally blowing an angle that was years in the making.
Which one was this?
Now, I don't know if you follow WWE.
I haven't as of recent.
Okay. They finally came to... Oh, wait. Spoiler alert for all you bitches who are going to be like, I have it DVR'd. You're being warned now.
It would only happen Monday.
I'm not going to be able to see it until Thursday.
Oh,
shut up, stupid.
I hate you guys. Yeah, we'll see. I gave you a goddamn spoiler alert. They had this anonymous Raw GM thing maybe 2 years ago, the whole thing with a computer, where the GM was being coming through a computer.
I do remember that, yeah.
They had a bunch of celebrity general managers, and then for a while they just had the computer. And then the computer got demolished, and they kind of quietly let it fall to the background. Like, they just let
it.
Yes. Well, that goddamn thing came back on Monday. And they gave it, they resolved it. They announced, they played up, it was a gag. They made it a gag, which was like, all right, fine, ha-ha. They had Santino going around the building, like, trying to finally investigate who it is. And a lot of people are saying almost anything would have been better than what they did. Santino went under the ring, and apparently the anonymous Raw general manager that they were building for at least a year from, right, and having him playing almost a bad guy, almost a heel most of the time, it happened to be Hornswoggle. They tagged the shit on the Hornswoggle.
Really?
Yes. They tagged it on the Hornswoggle. They confronted Hornswoggle in the ring, the Lawler, Cole, and Santino. Hornswoggle proceeds to kick them all in, like, the shin, which was stupid. Jerry Lawler, and possibly one of the most subtle racist things I've ever heard said on TV towards a midget, is, I should bend you over my knee and spank you.
Wow. You know how many Little People associations just went nuts?
I heard that shit, I was like, wait a minute, dude, that dude's like in his late 20s, man. He's got a beard, and
every follower of Gary Coleman just took offense.
No shit, yo, that's the truth. Yo, he sunned him. I'm just saying.
Lovers of Webster just got mad.
Yo, but yeah, and they just, oh, wow, he took it back.
I'm sorry, what?
Which is like 7 degrees of sports comedies, which takes it back to the football player who was, you know, in the, I can't remember his goddamn name. The dude in Webster, man, someone out there is.
George Karras.
Yes, thank you.
George Karras, yes, yeah. As I do my Burgess Meredith voice. Yeah.
Am I strange for believing that Mr. Drummond seemed more reasonable to actually have adopted two black kids than the mother, the rich white mother on Webster?
Yeah, definitely. She looked like she would have put Webster to work.
You got, tell me, man.
What? She looked like she'd make him tie some shoes. That's all I'm saying.
I'm glad you said it.
Okay, fold some towels.
No, you can.
No offense. No offense.
I don't. Please, what are you talking about? You know, any other time, Emmanuel Lewis would have been an Ottoman.
Yes.
That shit.
Like I said, hold my idea.
So going back to Little People being
you just crossed so many lines right there. Just it was an Ottoman shining shoe. Good Lord, you know I'm gonna hear about this one, right?
I know who you were getting into.
Oh, good Lord. My mother's gonna be like, really, shining shoes?
Apologies.
Really, shining shoes?
Listen, man, I'm really offended because some of my people who shall remain nameless just learned about Senor Soldier Boy is pushing forward with remaking Juice.
Yes.
He was looking to do it, but now it is, from what I recently heard, he's making it happen.
Which I also heard something else that is just going to make it even more sad to watch this remake. Isn't 50 Cent supposed to be financially backing this?
I don't know, but who said I'm going to watch it?
Bootleg.
I'm all about positivity. I don't need to be dragged down in the mud.
Oh, shit.
You know what, man? Nah.
There's always bootleg. There's always bootleg.
Nah, man.
No. I don't even know if I would spend money on a bootleg on that one.
Man, and it's the internet date. I don't know if I would spend bandwidth that I could eventually get back by deleting the goddamn thing.
Exactly. I don't think I would insult my hard drive holding on to that piece of garbage. Yeah, this Soulja Boy really is going to reprise Tupac's character.
Like, there's something that doesn't match there.
It's definitely not. Is he going to be running around with skinny jeans?
This shit don't make no sense. That's like watching 50 Cent play Gator in Jungle Fever.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. No, that can't work. That can't work.
That's right. I took it back to the beach.
Yeah.
Like what you were talking about earlier.
Do the Gator dance.
Because he did the Gator dance. See, some of y'all are like, what the hell's a Gator dance? See, you're not Samuel Jackson fans if you don't know what the Gator dance is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. If you don't know what the Gator Dance is, go to your nearest Redbox and go rent Jungle Fever.
You don't have that shit in Redbox.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I mean, maybe that's a black box.
Go down to your local good spot.
Go down. Go.
Right next to the black box, there's probably going to be an African selling some oils and some really bad bootlegs.
Right,
a
and
black
it will
box next to it, complete
right.
with African American feature films,
all on bootleg.
I'm pretty sure the last week of July is Free Wesley Snipes week, so it might be.
Oh shoot.
They'll have every flick he's ever done with the at the end of it, like Interrogator or what.
Come on now, you just got an in Passenger 57.
I'm saying near the end of Wesley's career, and this isn't my joke, I just remembered it, someone said a lot of those direct-to-DVD joints he was doing all ended with
Oh, wow. Yeah. No. Wow, yeah, you're right.
It was the equivalent of
Seagal's movies?
Seagal's movies during the 90s.
With just the three words?
Yes. Hard to kill.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of folks who just are probably like sitting there like, what are they talking about? Yeah.
Hell with it. This is
Google it.
No, but some of those people should know about the Seagal thing, though. Yo, and Seagal sucks. Yo, Lawman, my ass. You ain't in the new Expendables.
Lawman should be in New York. I want to see somebody jack Steven Seagal's ass up. You ain't no cop.
Hey, wait. You ain't nothing. Crown Heights.
Oh, shit.
Lawman meets his match. Reverend Al. Game over. Seagal loses, bro.
Lawman versus Preacher Man.
Preacher Man. Oh, wait, I can't stand that. Firm-headed, stupid, but I know Steven Seagal's squinty-eyed fat ass is not beating him.
I don't think you've got a chance in hell versus Al Sharpton.
Yo,
the minute that he starts preaching, man, you just be like, all right, I give up.
Yo,
I can't do that.
Tawana Brawley would have won her case if Seagal was on it. That's all I'm saying. Take that, Lawman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I went there.
she would have won her case when she was telling the damn truth.
That's where I said it's cerebral. That's what I said. was heading the case.
She ain't winning nothing. She's hiding right now. If they came back to New York in a fortnight.
All right, we're gonna leave it at that before we offend any more racial groups. Asians, you survived. All right, so we're gonna go.
Today was your day.
Yes, I'm going to go and make me some pork fried rice, and we'll probably be back next Wednesday.
Right.
And that'll be the end of it. Thank you for downloading and tell your friends and blah, blah, blah. And we're still trying to work out the kinks. So we'll figure out something if I don't find another place to do the damn show from. So that.
All right.
So let me go turn this off. And damn it, if I can only figure out this damn new stupid board. This board sucks. So, all right, people. Latest.
All right. Peace.